Tom and me decided that if we wanted to be right in style, we'd better get one of these here Hail Columbia Happy Land talking machines. So I hitched up the old mine, went over to Newbury Street and bought one. I just got it loaded into the hind end of my wagon when that clerk hollered after me and says, hey there, mister, you need some records to go with that machine. I says, hold your horses, son. No extras for me this trip. I may get some of them later. Get up there, Jeremiah. And I drove off and left him. Well, that evening, Mom and me thought we'd have a little music. So I wound the thing up and started a whirling. But it didn't make no sound. Not a sound. I put my ear down and listened all over it, but I couldn't hear a thing, not a thing. Well, I was mad, and I went to the telephone and called up that clerk, and I says to him, say, young fella, that there Hail Columbia Happy Land talking singing machine of yours don't make no noise. How in Sam Hill do you make it go? Well, he sassed me right to my face and said if I hadn't been in such a darned hurry to go, he was going to tell me. He said I had to have some selections and some needles to make it work. Needles, I says, young man, you made a legal mistake. I bought a singing machine and not a sewing machine. Well, he said it wouldn't sing, nor play, nor talk, nor nothing without needles. So I told him to send me a good lively tune and a needle and a spool of thread to sew it on with, and I'd try it again. Well, when we finally got it to going, it played a mighty good tune. I swan to man if it didn't swing along something like an old camp meeting tune we used to sing. The name of it was Hesitation Waltz. Well, we played it and played it for about a couple of weeks and got it most learned by heart. And one day George Macklem come in and says, Uncle Zed, why don't you play the t'other side of your tune? Well, I never thought of that, and he flopped that over on its back and played another tune, most good to the first one. That was called One Step, but by Jiminy Crickets, it sounded to me like a whole flight of stairs. Well, one day I was down to Bradford with a load of hogs, and I was getting my hair cut in the barber shop, when all of a sudden, I heard my Hesitation Waltz a-going. Well, I jumped up with that apron round my neck and shouted, somebody stole my tune. But the barber says, oh, sit down, I guess your tune will keep till you get your hair cut, won't it? Well, after I got all trimmed up, I listened all round, but it had stopped, and I couldn't find it nowhere. But the most curious thing about it was, when I got home, there was my tune right on the machine where I'd left it. Talk about your mysteries. Well, Mariah says probably they made two needles just alike by mistake, but I believe it was the spirit. Want to hear a tune?